What's up, guys? Welcome to the Controversial Podcast with me, Brett Lechner. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world. We're seeing, like, mass curtain pulled back on every single subject that we've been told, or we've been told, maybe that's not the right way to say it, that has been put in our face forever, you know? And the data, you know, the data backs this shit up, so go please look into it yourself, because I think that's the biggest key on what we've all learned so far, is you can never take what people are saying to you for face value, especially where you get any sort of news, any sort of information. You can't take it for face value. You have to go and do some research. So please don't just take my word for it. Please go look numbers up for yourself. So with that being said, I was just looking at something the other day where I think it was GOP men. GOP men are realizing that feminists are detrimental or some shit like that. And I've known that for a long time, but I think many, like, the all men are starting to see this shit, you know, and it's not just women's fault. It's everything that's been told to everybody. You know, most people have been raised now to think that there's toxic masculinity, masculine is bad, and that feminism, everything female, is good. And that's just not the case. It's not. You know, so what we're starting to see is, you know, marriage is at an all-time worst rates. You know, just to get married, just getting married. Divorce is at an all-time high. Babies are not being born. Like, that's at an all-time low. And sex is pretty low. I don't have the statistic for sex being at an all-time low, but I do know that it's been pretty low. You know, most guys are not getting laid these days. So, you know, I mean, that's that. You know, how many times you just see it everywhere on TV. It's always the guy is weak, the woman's in charge. And what happens is, with that dynamic, is both sexes end up turning each other off. Okay? Because a woman doesn't like a weak man, and a man does not like to be told what to do by a woman, or by his woman, or being ordered around like he's some sort of weakling by a woman. It's a turnoff. You know, when the woman has to take the form of a man, or that masculine energy, it's a complete turnoff. And that's probably going to ruffle some feathers, and that's okay. That's good. Trust me, when your feathers get ruffled, it's a sign that you know it's true. You know, because it's everywhere. It's everywhere in society now. People's feathers are getting ruffled. And that's actually a good sign to come, because what we've been told is just not so. That curtain is being pulled back onto every scenario of what society has projected onto it, onto all of us. You know, from diet, you know, it's, trust me, that's a whole nother, I could talk about that for days. But you're starting to see, it's like the politics on that, on diet, it's pretty much the politics on everything. Like, even if you smoke, speak any iota of truth, it doesn't go against an agenda of the society or what's being pushed, people push to get for you to get censored. That's if you have a big audience, for sure. But it's what the fuck is going on? Well, what the fuck is going on is people don't want you to see, or this agenda, you know, is being revealed, and they don't want you to see that. It's like they're trying every which way to put the curtain back up. And when I say they, I mean people in political establishments, the government, if you will. But not just the government, the people in the government. So it's crazy. Like, but that's, it's, depending on who you talk to, it's an actual good thing. Because we've all, like including myself, have just been lazy on who the fuck we put into office and who we let lead us. You know, a lot of us just took facts, or not even, you can't say facts, took information that was told to us for face value. And that's the biggest thing that we all have to change. You know, I don't care if you trust this person or not. It's in your best interest to do the research yourself. So please, what I said at the beginning of the podcast, go look that up. You know, the marriage rates, the birth rates, relationship rates, all of it. It's down. The lowest. You know, except for sex. Like, I know it's low, but I don't know if it's the lowest. But this is detrimental, you know? So, I mean, the biggest thing that take away from this podcast today is do your own research. Because everything, like, even if we get all these people out of power and put the right people in, wow, by not doing your own research, you don't know if you're going to be set up again or if it's all a ploy. You don't know. And they don't want you to know. They don't want the people in governmental positions right now that are pushing all this shit, don't want you to be an independent thinker. They don't want you to think further yourselves. They don't want you to do your own research. They just want you to take their words for face value. You know? And easiest way to say this is, if, you know, you're buddies with somebody and they lie to you, you know you're never going to trust them. Like, even if they say 4 things in a row that are true, you're just always going to be, you know, questioning, what if? You know, is he really telling you the truth? You're going to be skeptical. And that's how all of us have to approach the news or any sort of information that we receive now. Because it's not enough. We've all been duped. You know, we're seeing just the world in pure, like, society, and, I mean, let's say the world, society in pure chaos. Everybody's so emotional, nobody believes anything. We're seeing society collapse. And that's the detriment of lies. You know, we're starting to see, we're all seeing this shit for ourselves. And we're starting to see there's a bigger agenda. There's been a bigger agenda at play for a long time. And hopefully we're starting to see this shit before it's too late, all of us. Because it's just been a push for one world agenda, not really giving a shit about, you know, people. And that's tragic. You know, most people, you know, that I've seen can get along with people. You know? Nobody, like, racist shit, nobody's really racist. Some people, like, there's always going to be a few of everything. Like, it is what it is. But most people, not even racist, not even close. Most people, not even misogynistic. Most people, you know, aren't going to be rude as fuck to you. It's just, most people can have the capacity to get along with each other, regardless of how they feel about or think about certain subjects. But, you know, as far as, you know, a man and a woman, the relationships on that, that's not when I say most people can get along, that's something that's actually in your face that people, I can see. I see it all the time. You know, I'm sure you see it too. It's baffling in a way, you know, and what I start to see is an even deeper problem with that is most people, you can't even say females, like most, you know, people that I've met now, their fathers are not even involved in their lives, and that's got to change. Like, you could solve a lot of problems right there if fathers were involved. Now we're starting to see, like, if you've ever been through the courts push that shit. You know, for women have, it's like women have more rights in that movement and the courts, and that shit ain't right. It's not right. Like, that is, you know, when you start removing men, we're starting to see the repercussions of removing men, of this agenda to attack men. You're starting to see, you know, the fruition of that. Society's starting to collapse. You know, I don't know where. Well, I do know it's been an agenda, but both sexes complement each other. They're both intended to be there in a child's lives, and it's out of control to where, oh, the woman, just because the woman gave birth means like she's the best statistical person for the child, and that's just not true. It's not. I hate to burst people's bubbles, but it's just not. If you can take a look at the numbers, go look it up. Do children do better with a single mom, or do they do better with a single dad? Go look that up too. You'll start to see that they do better with a single dad. Now, I'm not saying this is not an agenda to push men's rights, but I'm saying this is what we are intended to be. The woman, of course, should be involved. Same with the father. I mean, this isn't complicated stuff. It's not. So, the message today is, do your research. You know, do your own research. And my goodness, if you don't have a father, go work on yourself. Go, you know, go read some books. Go do something. Okay? You know, but you should, even if you have a good father, you should always just go do that anyways. But we all, the only way we're going to solve this shit is if we all start to chip in and work on ourselves and stop taking things for face value and do our own research, work on ourselves, read books, get ourselves educated in our minds. Not saying go to school, saying get educated through books, learning on your own. That's, to me, that's how I think most people are better off learning. You know, I hate school, but I know I like books. I like to learn on my own. How I want to learn and what I want to research, not with anybody else. And that's just, that goes for everything in life. Anything that you have an interest that you, not interest per se, that you want to do, you're going to do. you're going to learn. You're going to make yourself available for that. All right? So that'll do it for today's podcast, guys. If it got some of you stirred up, good. Do some research. Reflect on that. You know, if you want to debate that or have any other questions, you can reach out to me at drlechnar1@gmail.com. Gladly, have a discussion with you on that. All right, guys, I'll see you guys on the next episode.